Good afternoon, and welcome to Season 2 of Mental Health is Sexy with Coach V from the 513. I am your host, Coach V, and I'm a certified holistic and intuitive life coach, speaker, author, and I created the Mental Health is Sexy brand. We started this podcast so that we can reach more people like you who want to learn more about mental health and why I believe mental health is sexy. So if you've missed the previous two episodes, that means you missed tips number 1 and 2 on how I think you can help sustain, preserve, and protect your mental health during the holidays. So I invite you to go back and listen to episodes 3 and 4 of season 2 so that you can hear my thoughts on tip number 1 and tip number 2 about things that you can actually do in real time without medication to protect your mental health during the holidays. Now, at the end of last episode, which was episode 4, I wasn't sure if I was going to just offer 3 tips or 5, and I've made my decision. This segment is going to just have 3 tips that I offer. So today is the 3rd and final tip on this particular topic. If you have any specific questions or you would like for me to cover other suggestions, please feel free to visit my website at www.coachvmp.com. Send a message there for any topic ideas that you may have for this podcast. Keeping in mind, all of our conversations and topics are going to be mental health and healing related without medication. So I look forward to seeing your suggestions soon. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to all of you who send me messages via the website, thanking me for this podcast, thanking me for my work, appreciating the context of my brand, Mental Health is Sexy, and the places that you've seen me on social media. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to send me a quick message via the website of encouragement, of support, and sometimes you even share your stories and experiences with mental illness. We will be talking about some messages that I've received on the website in subsequent podcast episodes. We may even do it the next episode. We'll see how things go. So if you would like to have your question answered on this podcast and you would want to be directly shouted out or you would like to remain anonymous, feel free to leave that information on the website. Again, at www.coachvmp.com. Let me know what your question is and let me know if you would like to be directly addressed or if you would like to remain anonymous. Because I can assure you, whatever question you have, there are at least thousands of other people with the same question who may not be ready to ask it. So please continue to send the messages via the website, as well as we're starting this new thing where you can send me questions and I'll answer them here on the podcast. Okay, I think for now we have the housekeeping out of the way. So we are going to get into tip number 3. So today is tip number 3, the final tip of this series on protecting your mental health during the holidays. Point blank and period, you are the boss of you. Yep, I said it. You are the boss of you. Let that sink in. You are the boss of you. What does that mean? First, let's identify what the word boss means. This is a very simple definition I'm sharing with you all. This is something that can be applied to personal situations, professional situations, family situations, romantic situations. You are the boss of you. So according to a quick Google search, Google Dictionary, a very simple definition of the word boss is as follows. A person who is in charge of a worker, group, or organization. So when we ask ourselves, what is a boss? A boss is a person who is in charge of a worker, group, or organization. A simple Google definition. A boss is a person who is in charge of a worker, group, or organization. So when we think about what a boss makes decisions. They make the tough decisions. They make the easy decisions. They make the challenging decisions. Sometimes the decisions a boss makes can be what we view as the lesser of two evils. But a boss is put in place to be the supervisor, to be the overseer, to be the decision maker, to be the person who is responsible for the wins and the losses. A boss is someone who is in charge. Period. So whether it be a worker, whether it be a group, whether it be an organization, or in the context that we're speaking of today, a boss, you can be in charge of yourself and be a boss. So when I say you are the boss of you in relation to protecting, sustaining, and maintaining your mental health throughout the holidays, this is what I mean. You make the final decision over your life, over your behavior, over your speech, and over your thoughts. You are the boss of you. So what that means is during the holidays is if you are invited to an event, a family event, a social event, and there are going to be people, places, or things in or around that event that will challenge your mental health, you are in charge of making the decision to attend the event and, if applicable, leave the event after you've chosen to attend if things are happening that are challenging your mental health. Let me say that again. By you being the boss of you, if you A, make a decision to attend an event, that's your decision. You're in charge of that decision. If you make a decision not to attend an event during the holidays that may challenge your mental health, that's fine. You are the boss of you. You are in charge of making that decision. And if you decide to go to an event and there are people, places, or things there that are now challenging your mental health after you have accepted the invitation, you are in charge of choosing to leave said event immediately. You are the boss of you. So bringing it home even further, that means you take ownership over making a decision, creating a thought, or speaking any words that are harmful to your mental health. You are in charge of that. So taking ownership of that responsibility looks like not blaming Big Mama because she made you feel guilty about not attending, even though the uncle is there who challenges your mental health. What that looks like is if the office you work in or the company you work for is hosting a Christmas function and there's a fellow employee there or a supervisor there that constantly challenges your mental health, you take ownership in saying that, no, it's not the boss's fault that I'm here. No, it's not their fault because they made me feel it was mandatory to attend. No, that's my decision. I made that decision. I take blame and responsibility for the decision that I made. So I'm going to choose to learn from this lesson and make a better decision in the future to protect my mental health. You see, everybody wants to be a boss or wants to be in charge of something until they don't, right? When things are going well, when things are putting you in a favorable spotlight, when things are bringing you more money, when things are making you more popular, more often than not, folks are quick to jump on the bandwagon to be the boss. They are quick to say, I'm the one that's in charge. They're quick to raise their hand when an authoritative figure shows up and says, who's in charge here? Me, me, me. People are quick to identify themselves as a boss in favorable situations. But boy, oh boy, when those tables turn, everybody takes a step back versus a step forward. But when you're a true boss, you're there for the wins and the losses, the opportunities and the triumphs. You're there for it all, the comfortable moments and the uncomfortable moments. And that definitely includes when we're dealing with and speaking about you as a person. You are the boss of you. So there's no more so-and-so made me do it. There's no more, oh, so-and-so just makes me so mad I can't control myself. There's no more, well, if so-and-so didn't do this or say this to me, then I wouldn't have done this. You are the boss of you 24/7. You've been taught that you're not, though. So don't beat yourself up because this might be a hard pill for you to swallow. On the flip side, don't be overly analytical and say, no, I'm not in charge of me. There's situations and circumstances where I'm not in charge. The teacher's in charge. My parents are in charge. My spouse is in charge. My supervisor at work is in charge. The pastor's in charge. My neighbor's the boss. No, no, no. You're missing the context. So let me break it down for you. There are certain situations that we voluntarily go into or that we involuntarily go into where other people are placed in authority. Some of those situations I've already mentioned a few moments ago. However, when I'm telling you that you are the boss of you, you are in control of your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. Or said another way, you are in control of your thoughts, your speech, and your behavior. So you may be in a situation where there's an authoritative figure. So for example, if you are underneath your parents' roof, they in turn are the authoritative figure, right? So they can ask you to do things. They can request that you not do things. They can demand certain things from you because they're in a position of authority. However, when I say that you are the boss of you, even though they may have asked or requested certain things of you, you are ultimately the final decision maker in regards to if you do or not do what your parents asked you to do or not do. Another example, you may have a job, you may work for an employer, and they may be placed in an authoritative figure to tell you what time to be to work, what time to leave, what time to go to lunch, to complete this assignment, this is the deadline, don't do this, go fix this. You're under their authority. However, you being the boss of you have the decision to make in the end of being in compliance with what you were asked to do by your supervisor. Your supervisor may tell you you must arrive to work on time. However, because you are the boss of you, you're in charge of if you're running late, early, or on time every single work day. Right? You are the boss of you. And I'm using these day-to-day examples because I want you to be empowered over the next 30 to 60 to 90 days when a holiday season officially kicks off. I want you to understand that you are under no obligation to voluntarily place yourself in a situation, event, party, or gathering that's going to challenge your mental health. Notice I said voluntarily, because you know how cousin so-and-so, uncle so-and-so, big mama, auntie, cousin, sister, family member, longtime family friend that acts as a family member, you know how that person affects your mental health. So if you know that in advance and you decide to attend an event in a space where that person or persons will also be, you are voluntarily walking into a space that's going to challenge your mental health. Flip side of that coin, involuntarily putting yourself in a place, meaning you're told by the host that so-and-so won't be there. I didn't invite so-and-so. They don't know anything about this event. So you're like, okay, cool. If they're definitely not coming, then I'm going to come because I'm going to have a great time. I get along with everybody else. I miss my cousins. I'll be there. So you're there for an hour or two, you kicking it, you dancing, you drinking, you're exchanging gifts, you're having fun, you're playing games. And then that family member walks into the space and you're shocked. The host is shocked. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, why are they there? But no one's asking that person to leave. If you feel yourself being challenged mentally, it's your time to leave. Now, you didn't willingly go to that space. You were told, you did willingly go, but you willingly went because you were told that that particular person or persons was not going to be there, but then they showed up later. So now you're involuntarily being placed in a situation that you know challenges your mental health. Your heart rate is increasing, your body's temperature rising, so you're feeling warm, you're feeling nauseous because you're so anxious that this particular person is there. And had you known they were coming, you wouldn't have showed up. But guess what? No need for the woulda, couldas, and shouldas. Deal with the present. Deal with the moment that right there, you are there in the space, having fun, you've eaten, you've danced, you've exchanged gifts, and now this person is here. If they don't leave, you are the boss of you, which means you are in charge of taking your leave. A lot of times people's ego gets involved. I'm not leaving. I was here first. Why should I have to leave? They wasn't even invited. They crashed the party. So-and-so, you told me they wasn't coming. You lied to me. So now I'm going to pick a fight with you. There's so much ego that's involved in day-to-day conversations. No wonder people can't win. So I'm doing this episode today to empower you. And to hopefully convince you of the power that you have, that you are your own boss and you are in charge of your life, your behavior, your speech, and your thoughts. You are in charge of those things. So whether you voluntarily or involuntarily place yourself at a family function this holiday season, where there are people or peoples, where there are people there that are challenging your mental health. I knew that was grammatically incorrect. That's why I laughed. But where there's people there, to your knowledge or unbeknownst to you, that are challenging your mental health, you are the boss of you. Grab your things, grab your to-go plate, grab your gift, grab your keys, grab your children, grab your spouse, and take your leave. It is a sign of power to remove yourself from a situation, space, or person that's challenging your mental health. We must shift the narrative in that, oh, I'm not weak, or oh, I'm not going to run, or oh, I was here first. I'm not soft. I'm a G. We must shift that narrative and stop fighting for our limitations. Until we get to a point where we don't allow people to quote unquote push our buttons simply because we remove those buttons, until we get to that point, we must be self-aware and know thyself and know that I'm going to take my leave right now because I'm the boss of me. So to take it a step further, if you choose to stay in that space and that person is there who challenges your mental health, you are still in charge of how you respond to that person. Why? Because you are the boss of you. If that person picks a fight with you or starts a conversation or makes little snide remarks when you walk by or is visibly whispering to other family members or friends who may be in attendance, and that family member and friend is doing a poor job in defending and supporting you, you are still in charge of how you respond. As I mentioned a few moments ago, there's a saying that people always use, like, oh, he just pushed my buttons, or oh, she just grinds my gears, or oh, they just get on my nerves. You still in charge, boo. You want to know why? Because you are in charge of the buttons you're allowing them to push. You are in charge of the gears you're allowing her to grind. You are in charge of him rubbing you the wrong way. You are in charge of those things that you're placing blame for somebody else doing. He pushed my buttons wrong. He rubs me the wrong way. She gets on my nerves. You the boss of you. So you get to change those buttons, eliminate those buttons, stop the rub and put the salve on, and close up the gears that you're allowing people to grind. Before those people are put in position to do those things to harm you, you are in charge of those things being viable, being tangible for them to harm. However, it takes time to elevate to that space. It takes a lot of soul healing and soul searching and inner work to get to the level where there's no more buttons for so-and-so to push because you've removed them all. You've covered them up. You've eliminated them. I remember my personal growth and healing journey. So I'm telling you from experience, I know and understand that it takes a lot of work to get to that point where that person can't rub you the wrong way anymore. Where their very presence doesn't grind your gears anymore. Where there's no longer any buttons available for them to push and poke at. It takes a while to get there. So before you get to that point, I'm just offering you tips while you're still working to get to the master level of protecting your inner peace. I'm offering you points and tips to help you on your journey. And my tip number three today is you are the boss of you. You are not obligated to stay just because it's the holidays, just because Christmas comes once a year, or Kwanzaa, or Thanksgiving, or Rosh Hashanah, just because this is the first holiday season since Big Mama passed. You're not obligated to be in a space with family, friends, or people in general that's going to challenge your mental health. You're not obligated. Can't no one guilt you into being there. Can't no one make you feel bad for not wanting to show up. It's time right now to take a stand and protect, maintain, and sustain your mental health at all costs. You make the final decision over your life, your behavior, your speech, and your thoughts. Point blank and period. You are the boss of you. You were in charge of allowing people to make you feel some type of way for not wanting to participate in holiday events with certain people around. It's not their fault. Just because they call you and text you and leave you these messages and reach out for you on social media, that doesn't mean that you're obligated to be unhappy. That doesn't mean that you're obligated to place yourself around people, places, and things that are going to challenge your mental health, that is going to increase your anxiety, that's going to increase your anxiety, that's going to feed your depression, that's going to heighten your paranoia. You are the boss of you. I encourage you to go back and listen to tips number one and two, which are in episodes 3 and 4 of season 2 of this podcast. And then it may make more sense, today's tip number 3, that you are the boss of you. I help people like you take charge of their mental health, to renew their minds, to understand and accept that they are the boss of themselves. And we do that by creating power thoughts. We do that by transforming harmful thoughts into healthy thoughts. And there's a process in that. It takes practice. Because more than likely, you are overcoming 20, 30, 40, 50 plus years of you being you just the way you are. So the work isn't going to be successful overnight or after a couple of weeks or after a month. You're going to have to stick with it. And it's going to be a constant choice every single opportunity to be a more peaceful person. To shift your priorities to protecting your mental health at all costs. You know how if you were a smoker or not, it doesn't matter. But you know how you may feel about cigarette smoke or cigar smoke or any type of smoke. You will avoid walking through a group of people smoking because you are so protective over the idea of getting secondhand smoke and lung cancer. You're so protective of your physical health that you will walk all the way around a group of people. You will get into a building and you will complain to the front desk like, hey, you have a sign outside that says employees should be at least 25 feet away from the entrance smoking. And you got some people right outside the door. And as a customer, that's not cool. I had to walk all the way around. You will go through extreme lengths to protect and support your physical health. Through this podcast, I'm just empowering you to do the same, if not more, to protect your mental health. It is your God-given right to use your God-given abilities to protect your mental health at all cost. And you can do it without medication. I hope you receive value from today's message and from today's tip. And again, if you've missed tip number 1 and 2, please go back to episode 3 to find out how saying no thank you will help protect your mental health. Go back to episode 4 and find out what it means to take your leave. And now on episode 5, we're talking about you are the boss of you. If you have any questions about information I covered in this podcast, or if you think you are ready to work with someone like me in order to help you renew your mind and take charge of your mental health, feel free to visit my website at www.coachvmp.com. You can check out the one-on-one virtual coaching programs that I offer. You can sign up there. And if you also have questions, send me a message off of the website and I will be sure to answer those questions for you in relation to working with me. Follow this podcast, share this podcast and this information within your community so you can help us grow over here, because there are not many mental health related podcasts that are not clinically based, as well as there is not many mental health podcasts where the host is a person of color who has also walked the walk of mental illness. So I'm speaking from experience, as well as I'm using my training and I'm in the alternative and holistic space. And there are amazing results that can be had from learning how to transform your harmful thoughts into healthy thoughts. And those results last long term. I invite you to connect with me on social media. I've dropped my website plenty of times and it will also be in the description of this podcast episode. I invite you to follow me on Instagram at Coach VMP on Instagram, and V is spelled V-E-E, of course. And I also invite you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I recently changed my name on YouTube. I'm doing more customizations on my channel. So now you can find me on YouTube at Coach VMP. Yes, we branding, honey. We branding. It used to be called Coach V Mental Health and Healing Coach, but now we are Coach VMP. So search Coach VMP on YouTube. You will see my smiling face. You will see my purple banner with my signature trademark slogan that mental health is sexy. And those are two ways that you will know you are in the right place. Subscribe to my channel. Click the notification bell for all, so that you will be updated every time I upload new content. And tell your friends about that platform as well. I have a new segment on my YouTube channel called Mental Health Mukbangs, which I will actually be recording episode 11 after we wrap up this podcast here. where we talk about, actually it'd be episode 12, I believe, after I wrap up this podcast here, where I have a candid conversation about mental health while enjoying the meal, and you get to see my face. So again, if you have any questions, comments, topic ideas, or feedback about this podcast, leave me a message on my website. The link will be in the description. And I appreciate y'all stopping through. So again, let me know what you think about the three tips that I offered on how you can protect, maintain, and sustain your mental health during this holiday season. If you have any additional tips that you would like for me to talk about on this podcast, please go to the website and send me a message. Thank you so very much for giving me 30 minutes to convince you just how sexy mental health is. I will see you in the next episode. Be blessed.